Right now, The Fray, Syndicate on 88.3. 3 days, Grace, feeling the pain on your afternoon drive.
And taking a look at your weather right now, when is the soonest day that we could wear shorts?
That we can wear shorts?
Yes.
Oh, for me, it's going to be like June.
Well, I think it's going to be in February.
In February.
It's going to be in February.
I'll take that bet. Linkin Park with Faint on your afternoon drive.
Okay, how about renting a tiger? What would you feel about that?
How much would that cost?
For a pair of tigers, $107,000.
I got to tell you, I'd probably be happier with $107,000. Yeah, what George is trying to say, that was very abrupt. What George is trying to say is parents in Southern California, we've read online, are getting together and petitioning to have dictionaries removed from elementary schools because I guess a number of kids who were hearing words on the playground were going and looking up these words in the dictionary. And the parents feel that the dictionary is full of words that kids just shouldn't know. I feel like it's a really good thing for a little guy who hears something on the playground to have the wherewithal to go and look it up and know what it means and potentially be able to use it in a full sentence. Well, 88.3 CJIQ, an oldie but a goodie there, the Black Crowes with Hard to Handle. CJIQ.
88.3 CJIQ, the Arkells, and John Lennon.
Yeah, well, I've got a quote here from the band who say the song isn't actually about the Beatles, but it's about a guy who lives in Hamilton and he's walking around and he's likening himself to John Lennon in 67 and that he's trying to find himself and because in that year, Lennon broke away from the Beatles and started getting involved in philosophy and sort of experimenting with drugs and with Yoko Ono and whatnot and just really finding himself. So that's what the song's about. So John Lennon in 67 is like spreading your wings and finding your way.
It's Light Snow and Seven Below.
Thank you very much, George. I appreciate that very much. I like the rhyme at the end. Just checking CP24, I'm hearing Mark McGuire is admitting to using steroids when he hit his home run. It's a big deal. Def Leppard, Armageddon. Pearl Jam with The Fixer on the Tri-Cities New Rock Station. I'll tell you what it'd fix me. A speeding ticket for $290,000. Would that fix you, George?
Probably. Yeah, you know what? That probably fixed me for the rest of my life.
Well, here's the story. There's a millionaire in Zurich, and he's speeding his Ferrari through the foothills. Goes through a tiny little village at 100 kilometers an hour, and police want to teach this guy a lesson, so they pull him over, and they fine him $290,000. I would also be concerned about hitting the cows, because, let's face it, the world needs Swiss cheese.
Yes, that's very true.
Stick around after this, Bowling for Soup.
Ever heard?
88.3, check my brain on the afternoon drive. My name is Amanda Grant. Right now it's the Killjoys on the Tri-Cities New Rock.